fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hail Silver!" The Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! Hail, Silver! Hooray!
Like most artists whose technique depends upon sensitive touch and pliant strength, Smoke Ballou was proud of his hands. Broad palms and slender tapering fingers gave ample proof of their owner's artistry. But these qualities, they might have belonged to a surgeon, a pianist, or a sculptor. In reality, they were the skillful hands of one of Nebraska's most dexterous gamblers, Smoke Ballou. Tall, blonde, and handsome, Smoke made a daily ritual of caring for his hands. It was an operation the gambler's young son never tired of watching.
Ricky. Nicky. Oh, where is that young
son? Here I am, Dad, right behind
you. Oh, I didn't see you, son. Give me a clean towel, will you?
Sure. Here it is.
No, thanks. And now, where's the glycerin and lemon juice?
They're on the table.
Oh, so it is. If been a snake, it would have bit me.
Golly, Dad, I'll bet nobody in the world washes his hands and puts that stuff on them as much as you do.
Well, my hands are important to me, my business, Nicky. I have to take care of them.
Yeah, I know. Same here.
Say, isn't it almost your bedtime, son?
No, not even 8:30 yet. Besides, I've got a lot of practicing to do.
What's that, practicing?
Yeah, with a deck of cards, I mean. Look, Dad, how's this for a straight shuffle?
Nicky, I didn't know you were practicing with cards.
Sure, I can do that waterfall shuffle almost as good as you. Watch. Oh, I missed it. But most of the time I can...
Nicky, sit down, son. I want to talk to you.
Sure. What's wrong?
Maybe it's not such a good idea for you to practice shuffling cards.
Why not, Dad? If I keep on trying, someday I'll be as good as you are.
That's what I mean.
I don't understand.
Almost 9 years ago, Nicky, just after you were born, while your mother was still alive, I made her a promise. I promised her you'd never follow the same kind of life I lead.
I don't see why not.
Son, I'm a gambler. A professional gambler. Now, lots of people don't approve of that sort of thing. Your mother didn't.
Mama must have liked you and what you did, or she wouldn't have been my mama.
Well, yes, but that's a different story.
What?
Well, a long time ago, right here in Omaha, Nebraska, two men were in love with the same girl. I was one of those men.
Who was the other one?
A man named John Flagg.
You mean Mr. Flagg, who's the deputy sheriff?
Yes, and he was a lawman then, too. Your mother was the girl. Now, she had her choice between a deputy sheriff and a gambler. She chose me.
I'm glad, Daddy.
Well, I wouldn't change my work, even though she asked me to. Maybe there were lots of times when she regretted her bargain. But she never complained. Then you came along. And I made the promise I told you about. Now, do you understand?
Well, I guess so. But I'll bet if Mama was here right now, she wouldn't care if I...
Oh, forget it. Time for me to go to work. By the time I come home, you'll be in bed, so I'll see you in the morning, Sam.
Sure, Dad.
Hey, I thought I told you not to shuffle.
Oh, shucks, I can't make them stay together, so then...
Well, that's because you don't hold the deck right. Now, here, look. There, see, if you hold the cards like this... Oh, no, I shouldn't be teaching you. Forget this and remember what I said.
Sure, Dad. I'll remember. Wait a minute, and I'll get your coat.
Oh, thanks, Nikki.
Here's your gun and shoulder holster. Don't you want to put that on first?
Oh, of course. I almost forgot. And my coat. There, that's better. Well, get to bed early, son.
I will.
See you in the morning at breakfast.
Sure. Good night, Dad.
Good night, Nikki.
Smoke Ballou didn't return to his home that night, nor for many succeeding nights. It was several hours later at a poker table in the Palace Café when fate changed his plans.
Bets are all in, Smoke. Deal the cards.
Yeah.
Here they come, gents. Jack, nine, tray, ace.
Spared me. How do they look, boys?
And queen to the dealer. Pair of queens. Mr. Gibson's pair of aces do the betting.
Your dad burned right to will. Pair of aces bets a stack. The whole works.
Too much for me. Turn a nine.
Same here. Can't stand bets like that.
Well, what does the dealer do with these pair of queens?
Well, since we're playing table stakes, all I can do is call you. Otherwise, I'd raise.
On what? You're beat on the board.
There's still another card to be dealt, Mr. Gibson. I might draw another queen.
You're not that lucky. Well, go on, deal.
Here they come. Seven of clubs. And the queen of diamonds.
Well, he drew out on it.
Yeah.
Three queens on the board, Gibson. Can you beat him?
No, of course I can't. Nobody can beat a crooked tin horn when he deals off the bottom.
What's that?
You think you're pretty slick, don't you, Smoke? This is the first time I've ever played with you, but I've watched you deal before. I've seen them lily white hands you're so proud of slipping cards off the bottom of the deck.
That's a lie.
And you did it again just now.
Why, you...
You're nothing but a crooked double-crossing tin horn with fancy hands like a woman. I'll fix them meat hooks of yours so you'll never deal another card.
No, don't.
I'll break every finger you've got.
No, you don't.
Watch out, Gibson. He's got a gun. Somebody ought to send for him.
Here comes John Flagg. That's just as good.
Hey, what happened here?
Smoke Ballou gunned owner Gibson right through the heart. He's dead.
Yes, a Ballou slinging lead now, is he?
I had to, John. It was self-defense. He was going to throw down on me.
Oh, yeah?
I was right with him. Gibson said Smoke was dealing crooked. He threatened Ballou.
That's right. When he went for his gun,
now, wait a minute. I'll see what owner it was packing. I thought so. Gibson ain't carrying a gun. Now, what do you say, Smoke?
I thought he was reaching for
the gun. No, you didn't. I know what you were thinking. You were afraid those pretty hands of yours might get smashed.
Well, he did threaten
so
us.
So you shot him down in cold blood. Owner Gibson wasn't armed, Smoke. So you know what that means. I'm arresting you for murder.
Ballou, you've been tried and convicted of murder. The court realizes there were mitigating circumstances in the case, and because of that fact, your sentence shall be from 10 to 20 years in territorial prison.
Ten years in prison passed slowly. So slowly that Smoke Ballou soon lost all track of time. He could hardly believe the warden was actually speaking to him.
10 years is a long time to spend in here, Smoke. You'll find things changed quite a bit on the outside.
Outside? I'm not going outside.
Yeah, sure. I've explained your case to the governor, and he's granted a parole.
You mean I can leave here? That I'm really free?
Well, 10 years isn't so long, Smoke. Depends on how you figure it. What are you going to do? You got any plans?
This has happened too quick for me to... First thing I'm going to do is locate my son. I haven't heard from him. It was my fault. I was ashamed to answer his letter, so he stopped writing.
By the way, what's your boy's first name?
Nicky.
Nicky Ballou. Yes, that sounds like...
Do you know him? Do you know where he is?
Well, I've never seen Nicky Ballou. But I've heard that name. Everybody has.
What do you mean?
Well, they say there's a young gambler following the end of track towns on the railroad. Yes, come to think of it, I'm sure they call him Nicky.
It's kind of hard for me to realize my boy's grown up. Last time I saw him, he was no bigger than...
This gent must be your son, Smoke. He's got the same reputation for taking care of his hands.
All that habit ever did for me was to take 10 years out of my life. You say Nicky's following the railroad. How will I find him?
That's a hard question to answer. According to the newspapers, the latest end of track town is in Colorado, a place called Julesburg.
Two nights later, in a little waterfront shack on the outskirts of Omaha, a small, stoop-shouldered man worked feverishly under the flickering light of an oil lamp.
How'd they ever pick up my trail? They weren't on the boat coming up from St. Louis. I'm sure that... Best thing to do is to get out of here with as much as I can, then fire the place.
Hurriedly thrusting small oblong packages into a leather traveling bag, the man was wholly unaware that the Lone Ranger and Tonto had reined their horses to a halt not far from the shack.
There's a light in the shack, Tonto. He must be there.
What we do?
Steady, big fella.
Easy now.
Leave the horses here. All right, come on.
You not tell me, King Sabe. Who this crook we trail?
His name's Kirby. Del Kirby. He's a counterfeiter.
He not savvy counterfeiter.
Well, he passes fake money. Currency that looks like government banknotes. The East lawmen in St. Louis think this is the man who is doing it.
Oh. Where him get it?
That's the question, Tonto. He makes it somewhere, and it's up to us to... Wait. This is the shack.
How we catch him?
He may be alone and he may not. There's only one way to find out. Keep your gun handy, Tonto.
Hey, what? The outlaw?
Put your hands up, Kirby.
Well, I never differ with gentlemen who have guns in their hands.
That's very good. Search him, Tonto. Then we'll have a look at that bag on the table.
I suppose that out here in the West, I should expect to be robbed by masked outlaws.
We'll discuss that later, Kirby. Right now, I want to...
Watch out, Tonto. Lamp on the table here. Down, Tonto. Down, so I can...
Takes more than a dumb Indian to...
Why, you...
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. Because Tonto was in his line of fire when the lamp was overturned, the Lone Ranger was unable to match Del Kirby's gunshots. When he heard his Indian friend groan and fall to the floor, the Lone Ranger's silver-mounted colts began to spit lead.
No, I'll hold school.
Tonto. You're hurt, Kemosabe.
Put bullet in shoulder. Shooting down.
Yes, I know. He must have had a hideout gun.
Him get away?
Yes, he's gone. Evidently, there's a door in the back here. We'll find out as soon as I can make a light. Yes, there it is. And he got away with the bag, too.
Kemosabe, you trail him. Tonto be all right.
Oh, we can pick up his trail any time. The important thing now is to take care of your shoulder.
Steady, Silver, steady. Easy, big fella. How does the shoulder feel now, Tonto?
Oh, keep better, Kemosabe, since doctor fella take out bullet.
Oh, that's good.
We lose trail of crook?
No, I don't think so. While the doctor was taking care of you, I followed Kirby's footprints from the shack.
Him go back to riverboat?
Oh, he headed the other way. And I'm sure he got out of town on one of the railroad work trains.
Where'd that go?
Oh, it's easy enough to follow, Tonto. We'll search every town along the line till we find Kirby. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
Some town. But at least it's quite a piece from Omaha and that owl hoot that's been trailing me. Well, how about my proposition, Smoke? Gonna take it?
No, thanks.
Well, change your mind, you'll find me in that little hotel over there in the corner.
What you do is your own business, Kirby. I don't want any part of it.
Suit yourself.
So this is Julesburg. Well, if Nicky's here, the only way I'll find him is to start looking.
Hello, Smoke.
John Flake. What are you doing?
I'm broadening the law this time, Smoke. Had the job for a couple of years.
Now, look, John. The only reason I'm here is to see Nicky, my son. Do you know whether he's here?
Sure, he's here. So are 50 other tin horns and crooks.
Where can I find Nicky?
I don't keep track of cheap gamblers. But he's probably up in the big tent in instead pool game.
Thanks. I suppose you hate him as much as you do me.
More. His slick clothes and fancy hands remind me of
Look,
you and...
across the street. Isn't that Nicky?
It's your boy all right, the sneaking tin horn.
Nicky, her... the girl walking with him. Who's she?
One of the nicest girls in town. She's got no business keeping company with that scum. I've warned her, but she won't believe me. So one of these days, I'll prove it.
Oh, Silver, oh, boy. Easy now, easy. Oh. Steady, big fella. This is end of track, Tonto. We'll find Kirby here someplace.
And what we do?
This time we'll be sure there's no way for him to sneak out. Come on, Tonto.
Oh, come on in, Smoke. Been sort of expecting you.
I changed my mind. Maybe I can pass some of that money for you.
Yeah? Where?
There's a good-sized poker game going on in the tent up the street. If I'm lucky, I can put one kind of money into the game and take out another.
Well, yeah, if you're lucky. Wait a minute till I open this bag and I'll...
Now, you double-crossing jailbird, how's it feel to have a gun between your ribs?
What's the idea?
Think I didn't see you talking to that law dog this afternoon?
Gonna turn me in for bounty money, eh?
Are you crazy? That, drop it.
No.
Drop it. Dead. It was an accident. But nobody will ever believe me. They're out of more shelf than ever. Mask. And a redskin. Some of Kirby's
put
crooked.
Down that gun.
All right. You or the law, what difference does it make?
Close the door, Tonto. Who's that man on the floor?
He.
Kimasabe.
Yes?
This fella crook, Del Kirby. Him dead.
I shot him. He pulled a gun on me.
Who are you?
Smoke Ballou. I just got out of prison 2 days ago. Came out here to see Nicky. He's my son. I met this man just before the railroad cars left Omaha. That bag over there is full of counterfeit money, and he... But if he was a friend of yours, you know all that.
Maybe. Go on.
I saw Nicky tonight for the first time in 10 years. He's just like I used to be. And I wanted to stop him from winding up like I am now. Showing him up in a poker game would be the best way to do it. But I didn't have any money, so I... Oh, what do you care? Either squeeze that trigger or call John Flagg, the sheriff. It means the same thing.
No, not till after I've heard all about you and Nicky from the beginning.
I guess it all sounds pretty crazy to you. A paroled convict trying to steal counterfeit money so he can scare his own son out of gambling.
No, it doesn't sound crazy. If you think your plan will still work, I see no reason why you shouldn't go through with it. Take some of that counterfeit money out of the bag. Go on up to the gambling tent.
But I just killed this man.
Staying here won't bring him back to life.
And John Flagg, when he finds it out,
he'll... I'll talk to the sheriff.
You're an outlaw. Why run the risk?
Let me worry about that. You carry through your plan to change Nicky's ideas on gambling.
Mister, this is one setup I can't figure out.
Don't try. The important thing for you to think about is a poker game.
Any chance of me buying a few chips?
Oh, this is a stiff game, old-timer. I'm afraid the ante's too high for you.
I've got 10,000. Is that enough?
Why, sure. Sure, sit down. I'll give you some chips. There you are.
What's the limit?
Table stakes.
Come on, Nicky. Deal the cards.
Sure, go ahead.
All right, here they go.
Now, wait a minute. Mind if I shuffle them once? Just for luck?
Not at all. Here.
Say, the old gent can really flip them things. Look at his hands.
All right, here they come, gents.
Hold it. I don't mind taking my chances in an honest game. But when a crooked dealer tries to cold deck me,
What do you mean?
You stacked those cards, I saw you
You're crazy. You shuffled them yourself.
But not good enough. Go on, deal out the next card all the way around. That'll prove it.
All right. Here they are.
See? Turn him over. We've all got a pair, but his is the highest. A pair of aces. That's no accident.
Yeah. Why, you did that yourself.
Let's run the tin horn out of town.
Hey, watch out, he's got
it. I'll stop there with a punch in the jaw.
Trying to frame me up.
Stand
I'll
back, boys. Let me handle this.
Smoke hit Nicky repeatedly in the first few moments of the fight. It happened too fast for the younger man to defend himself. Then a little later, he began to lash out in return, and Smoke noted with grim satisfaction that Nicky wasn't thinking of his hands. Time and time again, Smoke felt sharp stabs of pain as Nicky's blows found their mark. He did everything in his power to make the boy hit harder. And the success of that attempt finally found Smoke stretched on the floor, battered and beaten.
Oh, anybody else got the idea that I'm a crooked dealer?
Crooked or straight, kid, that's one fight you lost. Look at your hands.
What's been going on here?
A little argument, Sheriff. One gent knocked cold and the other one broke both his hands.
Yeah, I heard that something like this was going to happen.
It happened all at once. How could you know
Nicky,
that...
Nicky, there's somebody waiting outside to see you.
I think it's a lady.
Well, thanks, Sheriff. I'll go right out.
Some of you boys help me carry this other gent down to my office. Hurry up, grab a hold.
It was almost daylight when Smoke Blue was next conscious of being alive. His hands and face were swathed in bandages, and he was lying on a couch in the sheriff's office.
Where's Nicky?
He's in good hands, Smoke. A girl named Susan is watching out for him. Both of his hands were broken in the fight. The doctor says his Cardina days are over.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
So you did what you started out to do.
How did you know that?
I know a lot of things. How wrong any man is to hold a grudge. Especially against a man who's big enough to risk a prison sentence to help his son.
I don't know what you're talking about, John. I violated my parole. When are you sending me back?
Never. You and I are going to be the main guests at a wedding.
A wedding?
Well, I guess I forgot to tell you. That girl you saw Nicky with, she's my daughter, Susan.
Oh, that is good news. But, John, I killed a man over in the hotel. And I used counterfeit money to get in that poker game. His name was Del Kirby, the one you were looking for. You see,
all
John,
that's old news to me. The state of Missouri is paying a reward for Del Kirby, dead or alive. Why don't you use the money to buy a farm somewhere near here?
Buy a...
That's what Nicky and Susan are going to do.
John, please tell me something, will you?
Sure.
How could everything be so mixed up and then turn out like this? I can't understand it.
Well, that's what I thought till he put me right.
He? Who's he?
The Lone Ranger.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.